Kal Kadosh, we are going to continue with the halachot of the berachot, and also partly kiddush as well. The last year we mentioned the concept of having the kiddush and the machloket, whether it is the biur halacha or the sfaradim, whether we should actually drink a revit or not during the kiddush. Everything that we mentioned was only if you're going to have kiddush and then immediately you're going to do hamotzi. If, for example, you're doing kiddush in the Beit HaKnesset and then there's no hamotzi anyway, the opposite. You should drink the full revi'it in order to make bracha achrona, because anyway there's no birkat hamazon. So you should for sure drink the full revi'it and there's no problem. Another thing that to think about is that again, if right now you're only going to have these small kiddush cups that sometimes they put around for everybody, usually they're either 1 or 2 ounces in the kiddush cup. So therefore what happens is it's not a revi'it. A revit is minimum of around 3 ounces, because it's 86 milliliters. And therefore, you have to have in mind that that's going to exempt any other drink, or the drinks have to be in front of you. However, though, if you're only going to drink that small amount of wine or grape juice, and you didn't have in mind any other drinks, and there's no other drinks in front of you, then again, the wine would not exempt the other drinks, and you would have to make a bracha on the other drinks. So you should also pay very, very much attention to that. Now, the last halacha that I wanted to mention, which is very important, is the Mishnah Berurah. The Mishnah Berurah says, what about, we're talking about, again, you're at home and you're going to do amotzi. And he says, if you're going to make kiddush, and now you want to drink, whether it's liquids or water. So he says, to do with water or liquid, in Sif Katan Kafei 25, the Mishnah Berurah, that you're going to drink before the mazon. So he says, and you're not going to drink within the mazon, that arbe acharonim tzarich levarech alem bracha acharona. He says, you do have to make a bracha acharona, right, on these liquids. Why? Because Bikrat HaMazon is not going to be potartan. Because since you're drinking it before Hamotzi, it has nothing to do with the Seuda whatsoever. So therefore, the Shita of the Mishnah Berurah is that let's say I made Hagefen and now, right, I made Kiddush, I'm at home, and now all of a sudden I'm going to start drinking water or drinking soft drinks or drinking everything, anything that I want. So he says, now if I'm going to drink a full revi'it, now I have a problem of bracha achrona, because now I have to make bura nefashot. I cannot rely upon, as if to say, the birkat hamazon has nothing to do with the meal. So now, this also here it says in the Ish Matzliach is the Shita of the Maran Achida in the Birkei Yosef, and also it's a huge machloket acharonim, but I'll just explain to you as follows. The Ben Ish Chai in the Shana Rishona Parashat Naso says also, according to the Arizal Kadosh, and also the Kaf HaChaim Sikuta Mem Zayin, they paskin also that you have to make borei nefashot on the drinks that you're drinking before Hamotzi. Now, the Or Letzion comes, and he actually even brings down more than that. He says, he actually explains this, Rav Chaim Vital, that Rav Chaim Vital once drank, right, the full revit, and when he came in front of the Arizal HaKadosh looked at his forehead and he told him, you drank, right, water of revit and you didn't make bracha acharona, which means that it was also the shitata of the Arizal that you had to make the bracha acharona. And that's how also the Or Letzion is posek. Now, the Rav Ovadia in the Alichot Olam Chelek Bet, right, he says, no, safek berachol la'akel neged Arizal, and that's also the psak of the Halacha Berurah. However, though, the Shut Yitzchak Yiranen comes and he says that we do not say Safek Berachol La'akel Neged Arizal, and that's also the Rosh Yeshiva of Min Mazuz and the Birkat Hashem, all paskening also that you make a bracha. So therefore, just to understand how bad this is that obviously Lecha Techila, everyone will tell you don't drink a revit, which means that even if you're thirsty and you wanted to drink some water, don't drink 86 milliliters of water or any other liquid in order not to get into the problem. But if you already did, just to understand, you have the Mishnah Berurah, you have the Rav Chida, you have the Ben Ish Chai, the Kaf HaChaim, the Or Letzion, then you have the Arizal HaKadosh, you have the Shita of the Yitzchak Yiranen, Rabbi Mir Mazuz, you have the Shita also of the Birkat Hashem of Moshe Levi. Those are 9 different poskim saying that you would have to come and make bracha acharona, pour in nefashot on other drinks. And then on the other side of the equation, you have Rav Ovadia Yosef and his son, Rav David Yosef, right, in the Halacha Berurah, saying that you would not make it with safek berachol lakel, even keneged Arizal. So it is very, very important to understand, try not to drink, right, a revi'it, because if not, you get yourself into a huge machloket. Obviously, a person that makes this berachot, he has what to rely on, especially look how many shitot it has it with the mishabra and everyone there, right, saying that you would make a beracha acharona. However, though, lechatechila, try as much as possible, if you're going to drink the gefen, you drank the gefen, but then after that, try not to drink any other types of drinks, right, in order, or you drink less than a revi'it, in order not to get into this huge machloket of the acharonim. Have a wonderful day.